I'm very happy that they're taking the time off their morning, their busy morning, to come in here for a chat about their new track, Bones Like Hell. We have Jamie Bradfield and Noelle Hill from Def Raccoon here to talk about their debut track, which is one of our two Mazagran hit picks. Good morning to both of you. How are we?
Good,
thank you.
We're doing chill.
Doing awesome.
Well, thank you. I know you have a very, very important thing at probably like 9 o'clock that... So I really want to thank you very much for coming in on this morning. I mean, it's always, I'm always very, very happy when people come through at 8:30.
Yeah.
That's dedication.
It is.
It was real awesome. There was a recent ODT article about how you and Seek Help weren't paid for the council for your New Year's Eve gig, which was run by the council. I did see that they said they're going to pay you like Friday sometime. Has that come through?
We did get paid.
You got the bag?
Yeah. We got the $250 from the $100,000 budget. So, yeah. I mean, it's like chump change, but like, you know, it's at least we got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I checked the bank account and sure enough, $250 is there.
Oh, you don't spend all on one place.
Yeah, I know. We have to be careful.
Mm. Yeah, where does the band expenses account go?
It's like all in Jamie's.
Dunedin Casino.
Just opened another account, you know?
Yeah.
They trust me.
So. Nice. I trust that you're not. I mean, all the money in Sock's account just goes all to Ollie. We don't know what he's doing with it.
Going on Rainbit.
Yeah.
Not to plug that horrible thing. Man, when that happened, did you guys think about Civil Talk's track, The City Has Let Our Children Down?
Yeah. Oh, I just love Civil Talk so much. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not really surprised. Like, the DCC has consistently been horrible with, like, all that stuff, really. But, like, I don't know. I think, yeah, the budget was more, like, the most shocking thing to me. Like, they were already going off, like, over 100K. And, like, I guess for, like, the free bands, like, your actual performance, like where people are going, like what people are going for, like to only be paid like that small is like just insane, you know?
And there were a couple of councillors as well who took aiming like kind of shots at you and Seek Help, I assume. Was it Cherry Lucas?
Yeah,
said it was a bit loud.
you can quote it.
It's good to be notorious though. This early in your career.
To quote Cherry Lucas, she said, "There is a time and a place." So I thought the time and place for us to play was, you know,
that's when we got asked to play, was at the time and the
New
place.
Year's Eve gig. Because I'm pretty sure before they had like a children's New Year's Eve countdown, and so, you know, so the kiddies can go to bed early and don't have to put up with our tomfoolery. Mm. And, you know, I guess Cherry just wanted the party to continue. we sincerely apologize for...
I'm sorry, Jerry. And the DCC Council.
Yeah.
It's sort of a running gag with Dunedin bands that I've noticed for the past, like, 7, 8, 10 years, is that there's, like, 8 people, and they're all in different projects with each other. And it seems that with this new young scene, which y'all are a part of, that is going to be continuing as Benji from the band is in Talking Furniture, and Noelle, you're in SOG as well.
Yeah.
You know, is that a tradition that we'll see well into the future, you reckon?
It is definitely a tradition. I know, like, even Rue as well is in, like, Moffedon and SOG. And, like, obviously Caleb is in, like, Caleb Tullock's in, like, 8 bands or something. Mm, like, 10 bands. I don't know. But yeah, we will be continuing that tradition. I mean, right now, like, just SOG and Def Raccoon is already, like, so much. And, like, Benji Egan, he is such a busy lad. Like, he is, you know, he's training to be, like, the top mathematician in, like, all of New Zealand or something.
Really?
Yes, yeah. He has huge ambitions. He's doing, like, 3 internals at the moment or something.
Whoa.
And he's got two successful bands, and, you know.
I just feel bad asking him to do band practice, to be honest. Like,
yeah, like, he gets, like, 20 minutes off a day or something like that. Like,
whoa.
He's a busy bee.
To the act, you know?
That is absolutely cooked. But I'm glad to see that Dunedin banditis,
well,
is
going
to be going into
was
the
very. He's still very passionate. Like, he was planning on going to a wedding on March 14th in, like, Australia or something, but he got talked
for his cousin or something.
first cousin, but he got talked out of it just to come to this March 14th gig.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We'll talk about that gig in a second.
Yeah.
This new track, Burns Like Hell. What's the worst burn you think you've ever had? I know what mine.
You work terrible. On a farm, Jamie. You've got...
Do I?
Like, okay. Like a...
Yeah, maybe.
You don't work out. Well, you get.
Do farmers get burned?
Do farmers get burned in the sun?
I don't know. My mum did pour. it's not me, but my mum did pour a whole pot of tea in her leg once.
Oh,
that's pretty bad at Wells Plantland. But
that's yeah. Brutal.
Apart from that, I haven't experienced many burns in my life. To be honest. How about you?
No. I like probably like a few sick burns in my rap career, but I don't know really.
Damn.
Yeah, that's probably it.
One time when I was a kid, I didn't know what a thermos was, and I was playing around with it, and I opened it, and water came out, and I didn't realize it was boiling because a thermos insulates the temperature of the whatever's inside. So when I touched it, I didn't feel like it was really hot, and then I just got like hot water all over my hand when I was 5. I didn't know what to do, so I didn't tell anyone.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't very nice. But what is nice is this new track. And there's something quite fascinating to me about this is that around the 2.5 minute mark, it sort of veers from the sound that starts up. And then it adds like these circus carousel noises. It's like an organ noise and maybe like a glockenspiel there.
It was a glockenspiel, yeah.
Kind of like Mr. Bungley almost. How did that bit come up when you were writing the track? Or making the track?
I don't know. I
can't remember making the song, to be honest.
Yeah, I think I was like... I think everyone expected it to continue, and I was like, guys, stop. And then I went like... And then I was really listening to lots of carousel music at the time.
Oh, right.
And I was like...
Any particular reason?
No. I was just feeling really, like... whimsical, I guess. And I was like, whoa, this is sick. We gotta add this... And then I went, like, and then it was like, and then we added that, and then, yeah, I don't know. But most of our songs, I hate traditional song structures. Mm. I think, well, I don't hate them, but like, I like, you know, I think like song structures are the funnest part of crafting a song. So like, we have heaps of change-ups in our songs all the time.
Beat changes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just decided we need to be more prog, you know, like switch it up to 6-8 or 3-4.
About 6-8.
We had a big argument about this, whether the part was 6-8.
How old are you?
25.
Oh, my God.
No. Sorry, dude, I interrupted you. He said 6-8, and I said, what about 6-7?
Oh, jeez.
But continue, I interrupted you.
It's fine.
You've been going in a proggy direction.
Oh, no. I was just trying to settle the debate on whether the part was 6-8 or 3-4.
All right.
Because we had a...
Yeah, we had a chat about it, so there's 6-8. We're not prog.
Prog punk? You're a
I would die if that was how we were described. I always have this debate with, like, my friend Ollie, like, the worst thing someone could possibly say, like, after shows, being like, whoa, you guys sound like Primus, or, like, like something, just anything other than prog, I don't know.
Fair enough. I feel like you'll have been around for a wee while, but this is the first track, the debut track.
Yeah.
Like when I went to your Bandcamp, I was surprised not to see a discography page.
Oh yeah.
Do you guys have a lot of stuff in the vault?
Two songs. Yeah. We have one song that we have another single that will come out, but we're still just waiting to go off and record that full EP. Yeah. So we
recorded one with our dear friend Oliver Kemet, and we also did. When we recorded Burns Like Hell with Tom at Sublime Studios, we...
Love that guy, love that place.
Tom,
massive ups for Sublime Studios.
Yes. yeah, so we have another song. Maybe it's not as good, maybe it is. I don't know, like...
Who's to say?
Who's to release it?
Yeah. In terms of the like lyrical or like thematic matter on this thing, I got a lot of different reads. You know, I thought that some of the lyrics reminded me of maybe watching horrible shit on your phone all the time and getting desensitized to it, and how that's horrible for your mental health. But that could be incorrect. What is your sort of take on the track to both of you?
I mean, usually I do most of lyric writing, so it's like very up in the air, I guess. I did use a lot of, like, for this song particularly, it was, like, a lot of, like, computer imagery.
yeah, like, 360p.
Yeah.
Reduced then, like, to pixelated thoughts or
and
something.
And then, like, yeah. Red, then green, then blue, then red, then, like, over and over again, like RGB stuff, I guess.
RGB.
I don't know. It's, like, usually, it's probably more in, like, I guess, I like people interpreting it how they want, but usually it's about, like, wasn't like just gender, I guess, and a lot of other things. It's sort of hard to describe, I guess. But your silhouette of yourself, like distorting, I guess. That could probably be like
there's some dysphoria stuff going
on.
There.
Definitely, yeah, definitely like dysphoria and like a bunch of other stuff. But it can be interpreted however you like. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like that about songs.
Yeah.
Open-ended lyricism and songwriting.
You know, the computer.
Make this man have a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day. Can we expect an EP in the near future? I know you mentioned before you have another song in the tank. Will there be more songs down the line for a body of work?
Yeah,
if we got paid more by the DCC, we'd probably be able to record pay up Sublime. And I don't know. I feel like that studio is definitely where we'd want to go back in the future.
Talking Furniture as well. Yeah. Going to be recording that. Oh,
were we allowed to say that?
Oh my god.
Right.
The news is out.
Yeah.
anyway, yeah, so we'd like to record an EP. We have quite a few songs. Yeah.
Cool. Well, hopefully we can see one on the way. And there is a gig on the 14th over in Pioneer Hall that Radio 191 FM is presenting. It's Yol Sog Iris.
Iris. Seek help. Talking Furniture.
It's such a great lineup.
Yeah, big fire.
It's awesome. And that's over at the Port Chalmers Pioneer Hall, correct?
Yes.
That place has sort of blown up, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's like, sort of become like the, it's just so easy for like, under 18 bands just to book it, so like a lot of people do, you know. But yeah, no,
and the acoustics are pretty solid too.
And a new sound setup.
What difference is that gonna make? Like, was the other setup pretty janky?
It was fine to put into the context. I think like the PA speaker that like one of the big PA speakers that like was going out to the audience is now like my fallback, you know, like that's
true. Okay, right.
Yeah, so I think
he's
they
got another sub, two subs and two big PA speakers, and he converted the last PA into the fallback, so should be pretty loud. I haven't heard it yet, but apparently it's
amazing.
Awesome. Bit more throttle there.
Yeah.
Mean. Well, that's a super, super exciting gig. Can't wait for that to roll around. But we are running out of time here. I want to thank you both for your time and coming on the program. Do you have any final thoughts, words, opinions to leave our listeners with? Can be anything you want.
Computer, bless... Bless this audience with a lovely day.
Jarvis. What about you, Jamie?
Likewise with Noel.
Likewise.
All right, likewise, and computer, tell these people to have a beautiful day. Great messages. Thank you so much.
All good. Thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah. My pleasure. Cheers. All right, folks, that was Noel Hill and Jamie Bradfield from Def Raccoon. We're talking to them about their new track, Burns Like Hell. It's their debut track. You can find it on Bandcamp or wherever you find your tunes. We're going to play it for you right now, and then after that we'll have the gig guide. You're listening to The One. Keep it freaking locked, gang.
You can find more of them at i1.co.nz/podcasts.